Hello, this is Ligia Hube. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. We're just beginning a new year, 2024, and I send a hug from the bottom of my heart, wishing you much peace and hope. I have prepared this episode with great care because I understand that as grievers, the fact of starting a new year can be challenging because of the expectations placed in what a new year symbolizes. And what do I mean by this? Well, because when we start a new year, we are reminded that life continues, that life is moving forward, and we don't have our loved one with us physically, because there's always keep in mind, and we know, right, that he or she are always in our heart. He's always in our heart. So we can just pay attention to what we are feeling, because with that expectation, that may even bring a resurgence of grief, because then we have, you know, the memories of the past year and all the things that we lived. So that may give us a bittersweet sense. And on top of that, there is also the pressure in society, you know, expecting for us with the new year and the year that just ended, 2023, then just to turn the page, to start fresh, like if nothing has happened, like if, you know, you can move on knowing that we are moving forward. And while, yes, people mean well, because they do, that can give us pressure in acting in a way that we should be. And I don't like those shoulds. We want to open our heart to see what we're going to do to keep those beautiful memories and bring them into this new year from a place of love. However, we cannot just close the door to the past year. That's why in this episode, I want to remind you that you can still find some resolutions, beautiful resolutions, meaningful resolutions for this year that is starting. From that healing place, because we can plan the future and we can make positive changes in our lives, even when we are grieving, because we can even pay attention to those steps that we're taking and what do they mean into our grieving process, into a healing process. And we can then make that decision to make this year like a turning point in our healing process. Because yes, despite the challenges that we may feel when we are grieving, because sometimes we may not even feel motivated or inspired to make a slight change or take a step into our healing process, I want to remind you that there is potential for healing and renewal. And we want to always remember that we are able to do it if we make that decision, because this period can be very symbolic. You know, the new year, as a new beginning. A new beginning in our journey. And that can offer a chance to redefine how is our journey in our life, in our grief. How is it? How is our journey with grief? So we want to have ideas or strategies to deal with, you know, with our grief. And here are where we are reminded also, and I want to remind you of the value to be mindful with our grief, to embrace practices such as journaling, meditation, to volunteer, to find support in the community, like, for example, if you do not find that help that you need with your family or your friends, that maybe you cannot continue talking about what helps you, talking about your loved one, because we know that helps us also in the healing process. You may want to find a grief support, you know, a grief support that can help you process all those emotions. If it is too strong what you're feeling, you may want to look out for therapy, for some grief coaching, for some help that can also bring that sense of transformation, of grief transformation in this year that we are just starting, because we can always transform our grief. And I want to also mention here that an essential aspect of grief transformation is to live our grief, to process it. Because sometimes people think that transformation means just going over that, and it is not the case. Going through grief is what helps us. So in this year, if you feel that you may have been stuck in your grief, well, letting go of that can be a decision you make, looking for that support that you need, that extra support that you need. All that can help you as you move into this year with hope in your heart. So knowing that you can, you know, take some action instead of moving forward, that can also be meaningful to you, because you know that you can carry the memory of your loved ones even into these beautiful new experiences and these things that you are learning, these things that you are learning about yourself, because you may be surprised of how you can learn new things that you didn't even know resided inside of you. Because as you accept this reality, and yes, I understand that acceptance is one of the greatest challenges we have when we lose our loved one. I know that. However, when we talk about acceptance, it's not that you are okay with what happened, and that's okay, you know, it's good. It's accepting the reality. This happened. It hurts, yes, it happened. And when we accept that, we give ourselves the opportunity to grow. Because yes, there has been a change. With a loss, there's always change. And allow yourself for that change to be something of great value. Becoming a better version of yourself. That is also a way to honor our loved ones. When we allow ourselves to be something even greater, inspired by their loss, by their love. Yes, we can always do that. And we can explore new things in life, new facets of life. So that is something that I wanted to explore with you, because sometimes we want to be reminded that it's up to us if we allow ourselves to understand that our life can still have richness in it, to find depth in things we do, even as we experience this huge loss. So when we start this new year, remember to reignite that hope, and that can also bring a new perspective. A new perspective, and it depends on us how that perspective is. And I want to share something I do actually with my clients, because I like a lot to talk about perspective. You know, I do mainly grief work with my clients. However, we also talk about other things, you know, such as overcoming fears or overcoming anxiety, things that may keep us stuck, you know, besides grief. And although those emotions can also be part of grief, we know that. And I like to use a frame I have that has two different sides. And I love this frame because someone very special to me gave me that frame. And it has different pictures of me and my mom. So I love it. So special. And it has two sides because it's a very unique, you know, design, the frame. So I always show that to my clients and say, well, you see this frame? If you see it on this way, it is one perspective. And then I turn it, and you see, and if you see it on that way, it's another perspective. And we can apply that to things that happen to us, including where we are focusing on our grief, where we are focusing on the loss of our loved one. It's amazing how we can shift the perspective from focusing on suffering to focus on love. Always remember, because in this year of renewal, allow yourself to feel the possibility of healing, that you can also continue growing. And you want also to pay attention what happened last year that you may want to let go. Never, of course, letting go of the memory of the love of your loved one, because you always carry that with you. You carry that to this new year. However, there are things the past year that you may want to let go. You may want to do some reflection about that. And that's why I want to share with you my last blog, where I talk about this, the reflections, you know, the reflections that we can do at the end of 2023 and what we can bring to this new year. If you want to learn more about that, you can go to my webpage, ligiahuben.com, my name and my first name and last name, ligiahuben.com, and then you go into blog. And you can see this last blog, and I have other blogs, but this one, the one that I'm referring to, can help you do that reflection. Because it's up to us how we are going to live this year. I hope that 2024 is filled with hope and renewal. Keep in mind, open your heart, and allow that each day bring you a sense of purpose, of peace, and moments of joy. I send you a hug with all my love.